The 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops continues here at the Vatican. Four of the Synod Fathers gave a press conference today outlining progress made so far. Philippa Hitchin reports.
Not just preaching and teaching, but also listening to God and to the people, especially those who are poor, weak and marginalised by the rest of society. Just over halfway through the 12th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops taking place in the Vatican this month, that's one of the key messages emerging from the discussions on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church, and one of the themes that will most likely be reflected in the final document issued after the end of the meeting. On Thursday morning, four of the Synod Fathers gave a press conference outlining progress made so far and presenting details of a midway document known as the Relatio Post Disceptationem. Bishop Luis Antonio Tagle from the Philippines told journalists he was excited by the new perspectives that are emerging 40 years after the landmark Vatican II document, De Verbum.
We have received a great motivation from Vatican II regarding the Word of God and the place of the Word of God in the Church.
As well as a focus on the unity between pastoral experience and the preaching of the gospel, the Synod Fathers were also quizzed about perceived tensions between a purely historical form of Bible study and the 2,000-year-old teaching of the Church. Over the next week, Synod participants will continue to work on the drawing up of proposals for Pope Benedict to include in the final Synod document and a concluding message that will be presented at another press conference on Friday, October the 24th. I'm Philippa Hitchin.